This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
We know that, on average, smokers are thinner than non-smokers. And we also know that when smokers quit, many of them gain weight. So how can smoking cause weight loss? Do people smoke instead of eat? After all, when I used to smoke cigarettes, I would spend less time eating to give me more time smoking. Or is there some direct pharmacological nicotine drug effect going on somewhere in your brain? Nicotine is an alkaloid chemical found naturally in the nightshade family of plants. These plants make nicotine in their roots and then send it up to their leaves. There, nicotine acts as a poison to stop creatures that live on plants from eating these leaves. And it's an especially effective anti-herbivore chemical against insects. So tobacco plants, in which nicotine makes up about 2% of the dry weight, tend to be pretty resistant to most insects. Nicotine gets its name from Jean-Nicot de Villemain, who, back in 1560, was a French ambassador. He sent some tobacco and tobacco seeds from Brazil to Paris. It took until 1828 to isolate the chemical nicotine from the tobacco plant. It's a fairly simple chemical with 14 hydrogen atoms, 10 carbon atoms, and 2 nicotine atoms. Its formula was worked out in 1843, while the way the atoms are arranged was solved in 1893. And finally, in 1904, it was first made artificially in the laboratory. There are many ways to take nicotine. You can smoke it, snort it, chew it, rest it against your gums, or absorb it through your skin from a transdermal patch. If you smoke it, it quickly enters your bloodstream, and within 10 to 20 seconds, it has crossed the blood-brain barrier and has entered nerve cells in your brain. Nicotine has very many different ways of affecting your body. When it's present in low levels in your blood, it can act on the adrenal glands to release more adrenaline into your body, which can both stimulate you and make you more anxious. But in high blood levels, nicotine can be a mild sedative, thanks to its activity on your native serotonin and endorphin chemicals. And in very high blood levels, say 1 milligram per kilogram of body weight, it can kill you. But getting back to more typical blood levels, nicotine can alter levels of natural chemicals in your body such as dopamine, vasopressin, arginine, acetylcholine, and so on. Nicotine can constrict your blood vessels and force your body to dump cholesterol into the bloodstream. And so, because there are so many complicated ways in which nicotine can affect your body, it's no wonder that it took us until mid-2011 to work out how nicotine keeps you skinny. A team of American and Canadian scientists worked out, in a rather neat and sophisticated study, what's going on. They had to use a combination of pharmacological, electrophysiological, molecular, genetic, and feeding studies to understand exactly what was happening. They worked out that the nicotine firstly stimulates some specific cells in your brain, which then stimulate a different set of specific cells somewhere else in your brain, which then have a specific effect on your behavior. This behavioral effect is to reduce how much you eat by up to 50%, which in turn reduces your body fat mass by about 15 to 20%. So, we have discovered some of the intermediate chemicals in your brain that are responsible for the weight loss associated with smoking. And further down the line, we may find ways to stop that increase in weight that happens in many people who give up smoking. In fact, we might even find some drugs that could help control obesity. But don't even think of using smoking as a way of losing weight. Smoking is so bad to your health in so many different ways that it would take me an hour just to make a summary. After all, half the people who smoke cigarettes long term will die from a smoking-related disease. don't trust the tobacco industry because, as Dr. Stan Glantz from the University of California said, when he compared the leaders of the tobacco industry with cockroaches, and I quote, "they love the dark and they spread disease," unquote.
What does it mean? Why is it so?